Welcome back to the Extension Experience Podcast. I'm Dana Zook. The podcast is back at OIE, but this time I interviewed two goat fitting teams from Kingfisher County and their extension educator, Brian Kennedy. The fitting contest is a competition where two-person teams fit a goat and they are judged on the skill and quality of their work. Let's listen in to hear about how the contest went. Okay, we're at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and I'm speaking with two ladies that just participated in the OIE Doe Fitting Contest. Okay, this is a different kind of contest than you would think that's at OIE. So, I'm going to let the girls introduce themselves.
I'm Harper Roller, I'm Harper Joe Roller, and I represent Cashin Public Schools 4-H FFA.
Very good. All right.
My name's Savannah Hardison. I'm a freshman, and I'm from Kingfisher, Oklahoma.
Savannah, why don't you tell me about the contest?
So basically the fitting contest, we're just getting the legs ready, kind of like we would for a show. Some of the rules, it has to be a doe. You have 30 minutes. There's a certain way that you fit a goat.
And you bring all your own equipment, right?
All of your own equipment. So I'll have my clippers, my adhesive, my powderful, a few combs, and then a blower and a stand, and then the doe that we use.
So I watched the contest this morning. They bring all their stuff in and they set it up and they say, ready, set, go, and you do it. So Harper, tell me a little bit about what your job is on the team of two to do the contest. Do you have a special thing that you do?
Yes. So I am supposed to be the front leg expert. That's what my dad told me. So I basically do both front legs. She does both back legs. And when you fit a front leg, it's not exactly like a back. The back, you really, really pull it to a point in the back. But the front, you do basically a oval with two points on the tips. So when you do that, of course, you have to use your adhesive and your powderful and clippers. You use the adhesive to, like, tiny spray, mm-hmm. comb up to where it stands straight out. And when you're working on each side of the hoof, you want to pull it to, like, a point.
Yes. They look very sleek when they're done, right? And that's your kind of goal. Savannah, how long have you guys been preparing for this contest?
After Christmas break, we started... Harper asked me at the Tulsa State Fair, she was like, would you want to be on a fitting team with me? And I was like, yeah, of course, because I've been wanting to get into fitting for a while. This is actually my first year showing, so it's my first year fitting too. I want to start fitting with you. And so Brian Kennedy got us some practices together, and we've been practicing ever since. We were actually the reserve champion team at our county.
That's awesome. First year showing, too. Wow. And so how many years have you been showing, Harper?
Two. This is my first year fitting. The ag teacher that we have, mm-hmm. Holly Drake, really good person. And she told me, next year you'll have to start fitting. And so, indeed, I did start fitting this year.
Okay. Very good. So what do you each like best about this contest going forward? What do you like best, and what's your goals for the future?
I think my goals for me and Harper is to just bring it back all the way to OKC and get into the finals.
Finals are a big deal, and I have to say kind of the same, but someday I'd like to make a perfect-looking goat.
That's a good goal. That's a good goal. So you guys, you didn't get through the preliminary rounds this morning, but I thought the goat looked awesome. And so you got big plans for the future. So anybody that you want to shout out that really helped you guys along the way, Samantha, you start.
Brian Kennedy, for sure. He's really that good mentor. He's hard on you, but you just got to stick through it, because he's probably one of the best guys I've ever had to help me.
Definitely Brian Kennedy, but I also like to give thanks to my dad for helping me learn too. Before we started having many lessons, my dad was teaching me how to, like, just little stuff.
That's really great. Parents are a big help. Savannah, you want to talk too?
Yeah, I would like to say my parents. They're the ones that provide all of this for me. and get me to the places that I need to be and buy all my equipment. So a big shout out to my parents.
Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me. The listeners are really going to enjoy this, I think. So today I am back at OIE. I have two young men that just competed in the dough fitting contest. And so we have a team of two. Gentlemen, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Colton Burns. I'm a junior at Kingfisher High School.
I'm Rylan Burns. I'm in seventh grade. I'm 13. And I represent Kingfisher 4-H.
Very good. Okay, so today you guys competed in the preliminary rounds. How did it go?
It went pretty good. We got pulled for go back to finals this evening at 7. They took top 5 out of 20, 30-something teams, and we got pulled. So,
Rylan, tell me a little bit about what your job is on the fitting team.
So my job is to do the front legs, glue them up, and powder foam them, and then clip them eventually, and then he's going to help with the rest.
How many years have you been fitting, Rylan?
I just started earlier this year.
Oh, so first year, and so you got to team up with the expert, right? Okay. Tell me a little bit about how many years you've been participating.
Oh, showing, I can't remember when I started, but fitting started like eighth grade when I kind of got around Brian and we started fitting on a few, and I've learned a lot from him. We've practiced a bunch for the contest. I mean, just being around Brian and just keep gluing legs, it's just been fun.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than cattle, so your focus is the legs, right? Okay, all right. That's what you guys have to inform me on all of that. Okay, how have you guys been preparing for the contest?
We've been having fitting practice once a week for the past month and a half, 2 months. We've just been taking different doughs there and having Brian watch over us and critique us and stuff. So we've just been gluing legs and getting better every time.
Okay. Rylan, what's your favorite part about this contest? Since this is your first year, what's your favorite part about it?
I really like getting there and brushing out the dough and just gluing the legs and seeing how everything gets put together and watch it all come to shape and how you want it.
Colton, what's your favorite part about the whole thing?
I just like gluing legs and making them look better.
Okay, that's what everybody says. Come on. So has it been kind of fun to pair up with kind of a new fitter like Rylan?
Yeah, it's been fun teaching him a lot, critiquing him a lot, yelling at him a lot. So, yeah, it's been a new experience having somebody a little younger.
That's great. Okay, so since you made the final round, what are you thinking about for tonight?
Getting another dough up there and making it look better.
Right?
Hopefully winning. This kid will win on his first year.
Then you'll have to do it all over again. You'll have high expectations for the coming year, right? Is there anybody you guys wanted to shout out that really helped you? I know you mentioned Brian was a big help. Anybody that you want to shout out that's been a big, big supporter throughout this whole thing?
Yeah, my parents, obviously. I mean, they haul us around everywhere. They pay for the feed, pay for some of the goats. But Brian's been, in terms of fitting and clipping, Brian's been the biggest help. He's taught me everything that I've ever been able to learn.
That's great. Okay, Rylan, who do you want to tell thank you to?
I want to say thank you to Cooper Hicks because he supplies the goats and he's really a good role model to look up to.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I wish you the best of luck tonight. Okay, so I'm going to talk to Brian Kennedy. He is the OSU Extension Ag Educator at Kingfisher County and County Director. And so he's been kind of coaching these boys and girls for the fitting contest. Brian, tell me a little bit about the contest and what do you think it brings to the kids that are learning it?
The contest is totally about skill development. And when you see kids that start that don't have a clue what they're doing, over time, it's nothing more than enhancing their skills, hand-eye coordination, knowing about livestock, knowing about where feet and legs and the structural development and integrity of livestock comes into play. As time rolls around, and it's just prime example is, I've got two teams in Kingfisher. My older boy, Colton Burns, he's done it for 4 years. I got two first-timers that this was their first experience. And there is a different skill set, real simple out of it. Can those girls get better? You bet. We're going to keep pushing on them to get better, and in time it will. And the good thing out of it is when you can incorporate learning with real live animals, and you put families together that are pushing kids, it's nothing but positive.
Well, after interviewing them, they really spoke very, very highly of you. So tell us a little bit about what you've done to help them prepare.
Just bring them in. I mean, Savannah and Harper, since it's their first time, they've done this like six or seven times. It's in the afternoon, after school, when they get out of school, mom and dads bring them to Kingfisher County. They usually get there 4:15, 4:30, and we go for about 2 hours afterwards. We have broke it down from the bare necessities in terms of equipment, in terms of what to do, studying what hair does, and how it responds to the things that we do to it. And every time we've done one, which has been six or seven times, after it's all over, we evaluate and explain the differences of how and what we can do to make them better. It's a process that a lot of kids don't ever even have the opportunity to do it because nobody has wanted to take the time to teach them. And these kids, they can utilize this. Harper and Savannah will be able to utilize this all the way till they graduate.
Yeah, so for someone who's listening in, you know, that might be like, I didn't know that this was even a contest at OIU. What is your advice to those kids or teachers and parents?
If they are interested, go to their extension agent, go to their agriculture education teacher, go to their individual, the breeder, potentially, and ask questions. Ask questions that pertain to exactly what you're wanting to do. No different than anything else. The only way we're going to learn something is we got to ask questions, plain and simple. And some extension agents won't have a clue. Some ag teachers don't have a clue. But the thing about it is, don't give up on yourself. Keep asking questions. Call me at Kingfisher and I'll give you a direction and put you into contact with people that can help you out of it. And at the end of the day, it's all about making kids better and giving kids an opportunity. And if we can continue to do that, I don't care what it is, it's positive.
We're excited to see what the boys do tonight in the final round, so I guess we'll stay tuned for that. Thanks for talking to me today, Brian. I hope you enjoyed these interviews. These kids were really fun to talk to. Colton and Rylan Burns actually placed third in the finals later that night, not winning the whole contest, but doing very well, and I'm sure they have a lot of plans for the future. Congrats to these teams and all their hard work. Listeners, tune in a few days for our next interview at OIE. Thanks for listening and have a great week.